This weekend, we bring to a close this short first time of ordinary time in their church year. Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, Lent starts. And then we enter into the 6 weeks of Lent, 6 weeks of Easter, before we return to a longer time of ordinary time. This first weeks of ordinary time has been a special focus this year. We've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, and we've been looking at how do we live that prayer? How do we live that teaching of Christ? The special focus today is trust in God. Trust in God in all times and in all things. And this is a challenge, because for us, we want to trust in what we can see. But it is Satan's trick to put our trust in the material, what we can feel and what we can touch. That's a trick that he used on our first parents. Put your trust in this forbidden fruit, this beautiful looking fruit that is in the center of the garden. That's what you need to put your trust in. That God that shows up and is gone and you don't see, And they fell for it. When we serve mammon, when we serve that unbalanced desire for power, for money, for pleasure, whatever it might be, when that is our goal, we become slaves of that which we are desiring. But when we serve God, when we serve Him in freedom, we become stewards. He knows what we need, and He will give us everything. When we serve Him, all is ours. That is the temptation that the early Israelites faced as well. They had God's covenant, but they couldn't hold it in their hands. They had the promises that He had made to their fathers, to Abraham, to Noah, to Isaac, to David. But again and again, they turn away from God to go their own way, to find their own gods. They turned away again today, and they find themselves dispersed from Israel, from their homeland. So they find comfort in Isaiah's words. Can a mother forget her infant? But even if she should forget, I will never forget you. This feeling that they had been abandoned is only a temporary feeling. It is not a fact. It is something that God would prove again and again with His chosen children throughout the ages. We get locked in on what we don't have. We want to focus on what it seems that we are lacking. And then we can only see what is in front, or we think we can only see what is in front of us. And we fall into that temptation to think that that is the only real thing that there is, that old trick of Satan. So Christ has a question for us today. Who will you serve? What will you serve? God or mammon? It's all about choices and priorities in our lives. God knows what we need. He's not naive about the human condition. He created us. He set us here. He sent His own Son to walk in our footsteps so that we can walk in His footsteps. He knows what we need. So when He's not telling us, just kick back. Forget about everything. Forget about working. Forget about clothing. Forget about getting food and preparing. Forget about all that. Just trust in Me. That's all you need. That's a sin. Because He calls us to build His kingdom. And we don't build anything in idleness. We build it by getting to work. At the same time, we're confident that He is there. We're confident that He is at our side, that He is watching over us, that we use what He provides for ourselves, for our families, to build His kingdom, using the talents that He had given us, learning to live the Beatitudes that Christ gave us, to live the prayer of the Beatitudes, the Our Father. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are more precious in God's eyes than any of His other creatures. The lilies are not made in His image. The birds of the air are not in the likeness of God. They are gifts to us. In just a few short weeks, we're going to have robins all around the place. We're going to have spring flowers shooting up. They are gifts to me, gifts to you, from God, to show of His love, to show of His promise of this springtime that is to come. And that is God's personal love. Each little flower is a gift for you. It's a gift for every one of us. That's how much God loves us. And His love is deeper than the love of a mother for the child of her womb. Even when it seems that He has turned His back, even when we suffer through a difficult illness, an accident, when a loved one dies, when a marriage seems to come apart at the seams, His grace is there. His grace is there one day at a time, and it is sufficient for us. Like the Israelites, for 40 years, they walked through the desert. God gave them manna. He gave them quail. And they would go out and they would collect and collect, but they never had too much. And if they only went out and got a little bit, they had enough. Every day, trusting in God, collecting what is needed, who do we place our trust? Do we place our trust in God or in mammon? A ship can have only one captain. A heart can have only one love. If there's more, it gets torn apart. So I ask myself, where am I? Is my work simply about my salary? Are my friends and family simply potential clients? Potential contacts? Do I use social networks only as a means to get a better job or to climb the social ladder? Am I here today only because I'm expected to be? Because I want to be seen? We can even use our faith. We can even use our religion for the things of the world and not the things of God. Do we use God as a supernatural insurance policy? Just in case these other things don't work out, I can go there. But if God is at our center, all these things, our families, our homes, our work, everything, our faith is there to accompany us, is there to walk with us through this life into eternity, trusting in God, not full of anxiety, not worrying about what we need in this life, but full of confidence that He will provide, living and trusting in Jesus Christ, planning for our future, trusting in His providence, knowing that He is there in our joyful moments, and knowing that He is by our side in our darkest moments. What is my identity? Do I wish to be free or a slave? Who do I serve, God or mammon? It's a choice. It's a choice that we make every day. It's a choice that we make every moment. And so let us close today with that simple prayer of divine mercy. Lord Jesus, I trust in You.